Marcus,
you have pretty high standards for yourself. You feel like you have more to prove yourself than anybody else.
Check.
Marcus, what have you guys seen on film from Iowa State? What do you expect from them? What are their strengths and weaknesses?
I mean, they have a lot of strengths and not very many weaknesses. And they have good linebackers and a good defense overall. I mean, there's not much I can really knock them about.
Do you guys make sure you don't get... Can you guys be overhyped? You talked about the fans, and you kind of reiterated it's every game's important. Can this team and this rivalry get overhyped, and is it important not to get too caught up into things?
I mean, I don't think you can ever get too, like, overly hyped. I mean, the more hype you are for a game, the better. I mean, more adrenaline rushing, and the more fun it is. So,
how was the O-line on Saturday? Holes-wise, were they getting some holes today?
Yeah, definitely. Holes are big all day. Just had to find the right running back to hit them. You know? So.
Footing and all problem very much? Or?
Yeah, a little bit. Slick turf, so.
Yeah.
Have you talked to Mikal, since the injury, and kind of what was his thoughts, what's your reaction?
I mean, he's hanging in there. You know, I talked to him. He's keeping his head high, so that's pretty much the most important part when you get injured. You know, I went through the same thing last year. I mean, nothing as severe, but, you know, I told him if he needed something, I was here, so.
Do you feel like that puts more pressure on you and the other running backs just because of what happened, unfortunately?
I mean, whenever you get somebody hurt, you know, everybody else has to pick up the slack. I mean, he's a good guy, so. Definitely a good player, so whenever somebody goes down, you have to pick up.
Taking away the fumbles, how do you feel you ran on Saturday?
Like I said, I feel like I have a lot to prove to myself.
I mean, what was maybe not there in your mind?
I think I might have been thinking of just a little bit too much. You know, just not going out there and playing football.
How disappointing is it when you do something like that? How much does it kind of nag at you? How much are you thinking about it?
It's one of those things where, you know, it eats at you, but you try to block it out of your head because, again, you have another game coming up this week, so you can't let it get at you too much.
Marcus, this sounds a little bit like delving into details too much, but the first half you didn't have gloves on. The second half, you put gloves on? Is that right?
I started out the game with gloves on, and then that first fumble came, so I took them off.
And then you fumbled again?
Yeah.
Without the gloves?
Again. Yeah.
And then you had gloves? Okay.
And then
it
definitely was. I mean, whenever you try to focus not to fumble, probably 9 times out of 10 is going to happen again.
So what do you wear Saturday?
Supposed to be 75 and sunny. That's what I'm hoping for.
That means no gloves.
No, that means gloves.
That means gloves.
What's your impressions of this rivalry? I mean, having never started or played in something like this.
I mean, it's obviously a big game in state. They're a really good team, so. I mean, it's one of our bigger games of the season.